Introducing today's contestants, a student assessment specialist from Washington, D.C., Gabrielle Merkin. A graduate student from La Jolla, California, Emma Wall. And our returning champion, a data scientist from Chicago, Illinois, Alex Damish, whose one day cash winnings total $12,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trivet.
Thank you, Johnny. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thanksgiving turned out to be a good day for Alex. She won the game. But it was a tough day for all three players. We had some very difficult material. And if it was difficult for the contestants, I can only imagine what it must have been like for you folks who are playing along at home. Let's hope today has easier stuff. Gabrielle, Emma, and Alex, good luck. Let's go to work. Now we find out what the categories are. The Old West. Oh, you're going to love it, ladies. This category is full of vinegar. Before and after, followed by entrepreneurs, then who wrote it? And finally, the WWE Slammy Awards. Alex, start us.
Let's take before and after for 600.
Grinning, enigmatic acquaintance of Alice in Wonderland, seen in cross-section by doctors. Emma.
Who is the Cheshire CAT scan?
That's it.
Before and after for 200.
Giant bell in the London clock tower that published Poor Richard's Almanac. Alex.
What is Big Ben Franklin?
Correct.
Before and after for 800.
If they used a well-known brand of kosher hot dogs instead of bats, the Dodgers and Phillies would be in this baseball group. Gabrielle.
What is the Hebrew National League?
That's it.
Before and after for 400.
Golf short game practice area served up in the title of a Dr. Seuss book. Emma.
What is putting, green eggs, and ham?
Yes.
Before and after for 1,000.
Condition of being unable to think of anything to pen for a long time that becomes a neighborhood celebration. Alex.
What is a writer's block party?
That's 1,000 for you.
I'll take who wrote it for 600.
The play Waiting for Godot. Alex.
Who is Beckett?
Good.
Who wrote it for 800?
An Essay on Criticism, 1711. The author was Alexander Pope. Alex?
Who wrote it for 1,000?
The 1986 memoir, All God's Children Need Traveling Shoes. That was the celebrated Maya Angelou. Alex?
Who wrote it for 400?
The poem, Mending Wall. Alex?
Who is Robert Frost?
Correct.
Who wrote it for 2?
The novel, Catch 22. Emma?
Who is Heller?
Joseph Heller, yes.
Entrepreneurs for 200.
Dylan Lauren, daughter of this fashion designer, founded Dylan's Candy Bar in 2001 and now offers 7,000 edible treats. Gabrielle.
Who is Ralph Lauren?
Yes.
This category is full of vinegar for 200.
Made from Trebbiano grapes, this Italian vinegar is aged in barrels to get its dark color and sweetness. Alex.
What is balsamic?
You got it.
Vinegar is 400.
Kartoffelsalat, German this salad, gets its zing from vinegar. Gabrielle?
What is potato salad?
Yes.
Vinegar for 600?
A proper Brit will not have his chips with anything but this vinegar, made from fermented barley. Gabrielle?
What is malt vinegar?
Yes.
Vinegar for 800.
In 1864, this Frenchman showed how the Acetobacter bacteria turned alcohol into vinegar. Emma?
Who is Pasteur?
You are right, and that takes you to 2,000 into a tie with Gabrielle, both of you trailing Alex by a mere 400. We're taking a break, but we're coming right back. Gabrielle Merkin is from Washington, D.C., and I'm going to make the assumption that you're not superstitious because you wound up living at one time in a converted funeral home?
Yes. Luckily on the ground floor, not in the basement, though some people did live in the basement, but we had a stained glass window in the living room, which was very nice.
And were you ever frightened? Did you ever feel a little uneasy?
We did have an incident when we first moved in where our recycling vanished, so we blamed that on a ghost. But otherwise, no issues.
I'd blame it on a ghost. When anything goes missing, I blame it on ghosts. Emma Wall, graduate student, co-champion of a dance contest where?
In Mongolia, in the middle of the Gobi.
Really?
I mean, I think I kind of won by default. I don't think my partner and I maybe passed the first round, but I didn't understand the language, so I just stayed out there, and eventually we won.
And you got to sleep in a yurt?
Yes. Well, they call them gers in Mongolia. Yurt's the Russian word.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Спасибо. Thank you very much. Alex Damish is our champion. She's a data scientist from Chicago who is learning modern Greek with a view to doing what?
Yes. So I'm in my third year of learning modern Greek. My entire mother's side of the family is from Greece. And so I'm taking classes at the National Hellenic Museum to try to kind of reconnect with that part of my family.
Have you visited Greece?
I have, but not since I started classes. So maybe on my honeymoon next year.
That'd be great. You know, you get go there, you get to speak to them in their language, you get to absorb the culture, the food, all of that good stuff. All right. Speaking of good stuff, Emma, you have $2,000. You gave me the last correct response. Go ahead, make a selection.
I'll do the Old West for $200.
If you were being serenaded by a prairie tenor around the campfire, you were hearing this cut-rate wolf. Gabrielle.
What is a coyote?
Correct.
The Old West for $400.
Some lazy, some crazy. These marks were registered in a book and showed the ownership of open-range cattle. Alex.
What are brands?
Yes.
The Old West for $600.
Answer. Daily double. All right. Close game. Very close game. You're in the lead.
I'll wager $1,500.
Okay. This Arizona site that entered Old West legend in 1881 had livery and feed stables in its full name.
What is the OK Corral?
That's it.
The Old West for $800.
The pre-Civil War discovery of gold in Colorado led to cries of this alliterative site or bust. And that would be Pike's Peak or bust. Alex?
Old West for $1,000.
Jesse and Frank James saddled up with these other brothers, Jim, John, Bob, and Cole. And that would be the Youngers. Back to you, Alex.
Entrepreneurs for $400.
This heiress and reality show star has brought 20-plus fragrances to the world and has more than $1.5 billion in sales. Alex?
Who is Paris Hilton?
Yep.
Entrepreneurs for $600.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her dad is a musician of note, but it was she who was VH1 Vogue Designer of the Year in 2000. Gabrielle?
Who is Stella McCartney?
Correct.
Entrepreneurs for $800.
Ariana Rockefeller's fashion line has roots in great-great-grandpa, co-founding this company. Alex?
The Standard Oil.
Good.
Entrepreneurs for $1,000.
It doesn't take an oracle to know this last name of Megan, producer of Oscar-nominated films like Her and Zero Dark Thirty. And the name we're going for is Ellison. One category and one clue left, Alex.
Vinegar for $1,000.
This organic product, perhaps from Bragg, is combined with turmeric for a drink said to be anti-inflammatory. Gabrielle.
What is apple cider vinegar?
That's it.
Slammy Awards for $200.
The 1986 Slammys saw Nikolai Volkov win most ignominious, and as girls just want to have fun, best producer was Mona Flambe, also known as Her. Alex.
With Molly Ringwald?
No. Emma.
Who's Cyndi Lauper?
Yes.
$400.
Doing the work of 2.5 men, this actor beat Tyson, Schwarzenegger, and the Muppets to be top social media ambassador in 2012. Gabrielle.
Who is Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
$600.
New sensation of the ring in 1997 was this guy who now dabbles in action films and TV and basically world domination. Emma.
Who is Dwayne Johnson?
The Rock, yes.
$800.
This ex-UFC-er and armbar master got a This Is Awesome Moment of the Year Slammy for her work in WrestleMania 31. Gabrielle.
Who is Ronda Rousey?
Correct.
And now, $1,000.
No winner for 1987's Song of the Year, Sika Ate the Envelope. But this WWE head honcho was nominated and did perform Stand Back. And his name is Vince McMahon. All right, we have Alex with a $300 lead over Gabrielle. That means Emma is the one going first when we come back. It looks like we have a repeat category coming up in the Double Jeopardy round. Emma, take a look. The Old West featured once again, but it's going to be different. Then, when TV was free, remember that? Women of Science, Random Facts, Keeping Up with the Kennedys. Ah, that's interesting. And finally, each correct response ends in SS. Start.
Women of Science, 400.
Queen of Carbon Science, Mildred Dresselhaus, was the first female National Medal of Science winner in this E in STEM. Alex.
What is engineering?
Correct.
Women of Science, 1200.
Daughter of Lord Byron, Ada Lovelace created one of these for a machine devised by Charles Babbage. Emma.
What is a code?
A code? We're going to accept that. Yes, a computer program.
Women of Science for 800.
Nobel-winning pharmacologist Gertrude Elion oversaw the creation of the drug AZT, the first used to combat this condition. Alex.
What is AIDS?
Yes.
Women of Science, 1600.
Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier are co-inventors of the revolutionary tool CRISPR to edit these in the body. Alex.
What are genes?
Good.
Women of Science, 2000.
Answer there. Daily double. And you're in the lead.
I'll bet 5,000.
Five it is. Vera Rubin confirmed the existence of this component of the universe, originally dubbed missing mass.
What is dark matter?
Correct. Well done. 13,100 for you.
I'll take N's and SS for 1,200.
In Spain, the Alhambra was a famous one. It's a famous fortress. That ends in double S. Alex?
Ends in SS for 1,600.
A poem says, at length did cross this bird, through the fog it came. Alex?
What is an albatross?
Yeah.
Ends in SS, 2,000.
Derived from the name of a German mathematician, it means to neutralize a magnetic field. Alex?
What is Gauss?
No. Emma or Gabriel? You had to add a D-E. Neutralize. D-Gauss. D-E-G-A-U-S-S. Back to you, though.
SS for 800.
In this type of heart surgery, a blood vessel taken from a different part of the body is used to circumvent a blocked artery. Emma.
What is a bypass?
Yes.
SS for 400.
The two bulbs on this low-tech timekeeper are connected by a narrow passage, sometimes called the waist. Alex.
What is an hourglass?
Good for you.
Random facts for 1200.
The Battle of Bosworth Field was the last major engagement of this conflict. Alex.
With War of the Roses?
Good.
Random facts, 800.
On the Christian calendar, it's the day after Shrove Tuesday. Alex.
What is Ash Wednesday?
Yes.
Keeping Up with the Kennedys for 400.
His dad was the Lion of the Senate, and this man, Jr., served in the Connecticut State Senate from 2015 to 2019. Gabrielle.
Who is Robert?
No. Nope. Who is Ted Kennedy, Jr.? Alex, go again.
Random facts, 1600.
Today, home to a U.S. military base, this nation was known as French Somaliland until 1967. Gabrielle?
What is Djibouti?
You got it.
Random facts for 2000.
The Egyptian god Anubis bears the head of this animal. Emma?
What is a jackal?
Good.
When TV was free for 4.
He shot to fame in the 70s playing Mork. Alex?
Who's Robin Williams?
Right.
When TV was free, 1200.
It was as if Earth ceased its rotation when this CBS soap that had featured actors like Meg Ryan and Martin Sheen went off the air in 2010. Emma.
What is As the World Turns?
You got it.
The Old West for 4.
Before 500 BC, the Greeks had reached westward to colonize much of southern Italy, including Neapolis, now this city. Gabrielle.
What is Naples?
Yes.
When TV was free for 800?
This news magazine's 1988 first episode covered precisely 2 days in Dallas's Parkland Memorial Hospital. Emma?
What is ER?
No. Gabrielle?
What is 48 hours?
That's it.
When TV was free for 1600?
On a 70s drama, Kane wanders the West using this title martial art as needed. Old Kane was a master of kung fu. Gabrielle.
When TV was free for 2000.
In the 80s, Joan Collins was this schemer on Dynasty. Nicolette Sheridan took over in 2018. She became Alexis Carrington. Go again.
All right, the Old West for 800.
In the 800s BC, Assyrian armies began moving west of this 1,700 plus mile river, eventually conquering most of the Middle East. Emma.
What is the Euphrates?
You picked the right river.
The Old West for 12.
The Umayyads had one of these entities that stretched to the western shores of Africa. In 2014, ISIS also claimed one. Emma?
What is a caliphate?
That's right.
The Old West for 16.
The Chronicle of the Discovery and Conquest of Guinea recounts this Portuguese prince's subdual of the west coast of Africa. And when you talk about Portuguese princes, you're talking about Prince Henry, the navigator. Emma?
The Old West for 2.
Swan River mania brought settlers to what's now Western This in 1829. Emma?
What is Western...
Too much time. Gabrielle?
What is Western Sahara?
No. What is Western Australia? Emma, back to you.
Random facts for 400.
In 1912, Arthur Eldred made a fire from two sticks and a string and became the USA's first scout to earn this honor. Emma.
What is an Eagle Scout?
That's it.
800.
For a time, political dynasties were joined, while Kerry Kennedy was married to Andrew of this New York family. Emma?
Who is Carnegie?
No. Alex or Gabrielle? The family is the Cuomo family. Andrew Cuomo. Pick again.
1,200.
In 2014, for her dedication to various causes, she received a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Alex?
With Caroline Kennedy?
No. Gabrielle.
Who is Ethel Kennedy?
She's the one.
1,600.
Answer. The other Daily Double. There's one clue left after this one.
I'll wager 1,000.
One only. All right. Timothy and Bobby Shriver both serve on the board that sponsors this international sports competition founded by their mom, Eunice.
What is the Special Olympics?
That's right. Now the last clue. Late actor-activist Christopher, who wrote books on addiction, was the son of Patricia Kennedy and this British actor. And his name is Peter Lawford. All righty. Let's find out what the final Jeopardy category is, shall we? Classic British novels. We'll reveal the clue in a moment. Still anyone's game as we get set to wrap up the week with classic British novels. Ladies, here's your clue. The title character of this novel says of his home, "The wind breathes cold through the broken battlements and casements." You have 30 seconds. Good luck. You were on this very, very quickly. You wrote down a response immediately after I read the clue. What did you write down? Who or what is the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Unfortunately for you, that is not a correct response, and that means you will lose $6,700. You are at $100 now. Let's go to your left to Gabrielle. She had $7,600. What novel? She was unable to come up with anything, and she lost $6,001. She's at $1,599. It's starting to look good for Alex. She had the lead at $14,300. And her response was, what is Tristram Shandy? No, that too is incorrect. The speaker was talking about Castle Dracula. So the novel is Dracula. It's going to cost you something. $901. Not a big wager. Leaves you $13,399 and a two-day total of $26,200. Way to go, young lady. And that's what we're going to do. We'll see you all on Monday. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...